Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Let's begin with a word of prayer on today. Lord, we love you. We just thank you, Lord, for your healing, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, that you're continuing to just watch over us. And thank you, Lord, that you loved us before we were even lovable, Lord. When we were unlovable, when we were disobeying, when we were going against your will, you loved us anyway. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word, for your saving word. Lord, help us to rightly divide the word of truth. And may we come to the real revelation knowledge, Lord, continuously in your word that you would have us to understand. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's go back over to the book of John, John chapter 13. We're going to begin at verse 12, and this is about Jesus after he washed the disciples' feet. It says, "So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me master or teacher and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." Now, I want to stop right there for a second because we just discovered what happiness is. A lot of us search our whole life looking for happiness. I just want to be happy. What's going to make me happy? And you know what Jesus just said? Serving will make you happy. Let's read the verse again. Verily, verily, this is verse 16. Verily, verily, I say unto you that the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. If you love one another, if you serve one another, because we are not greater than Christ, and Christ is not greater than God that sent himself in the flesh. And so he's saying, happy are ye if you do them. The opposite of happiness is pride. Pride, because pride is all about self, my own achievements, what I can do, what I have done. Look at me, how great I am. And happiness is the complete opposite of that. Happiness is serving. It just said, if ye know and do these things, happy are you. See, but that's not what we're taught in the world. Happiness in the world are things and achievements. If you get this and you obtain this to your status or to your repertoire or to your bank account or to your position or to your collection of things, then you'll be happy. But that never makes anybody happy. It's very momentary. Very momentary. You're happy 1 second, boom, and then done, over. And then you're back to looking for something else that'll make you happy. But we just discovered right now in the Word of God, what's going to make me happy is going to be service. I'm going to feel good and I'm going to be happy when I am serving someone else, when I am humbling myself and offering myself to someone else for them to enjoy, or for them to be saved, or for them to be get certain achievements and things like that. Supporting someone else, that's what's going to make me happy. Not me going and doing and so I can make other people feel good about me. I'm focusing everything. It's like a big U-turn. You know, I'm focusing everything back on me. Selfishness and pride is the downfall of man. Pride was the downfall of Satan, being prideful, thinking of himself, not respecting God and not appreciating all the grandeur that God had given him. And it wasn't enough. Boom, I want more. Give me more, give me more, give me more. And that's the sin of the world. Gluttony. Just give me more, give me more. Bottomless pit. Just always stuffing into it things and people and all that. But we see in the word, happiness is serving. Let's continue in verse 18. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. You see that there's progression going on. He said in earlier verses of 16, now he's talking about in verse 20, it's a progression. So he's saying, if people receive us, the saints of God, the children of God, then that means they receive Jesus. And if they receive Jesus, they receive God that sent himself in the flesh. It's a progression. There's also a progression when you're talking about doing something in the reverse. And so let's look at that. Let's go over to James. James chapter 1. And let's read starting at verse 13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. There's a progression. There's always a progression. And we're going to see in later verses here, we're going to talk about Satan, and we're going to talk about a little bit of the progression of Judas. And we probably won't get to that today. We'll probably get to that on Monday. But there's a progression in all things. No one just starts out just being like just a heinous killer. It starts small. No one starts out by being a pathological liar. No one starts out just being a whoremonger, just immediately. No one starts out by cheating, you know, constantly and things like that. It's always a progression. You start with the lust of the eye. You're checking out the lady at the water cooler. Then it turns into a conversation. Then it turns into, I'm hungry, would you like to go to lunch? Then it turns into, let's exchange telephone numbers because we both like opera, even though you're both married. Then it turns into conversations about the spouses and how now your coworker understands you better than your husband that's been with you for 25 years. We know that this is a lie, but it's a progression. So that's why we have to stop it. We have to stop it. When we see certain behaviors, we have to nip it in the bud early before it starts to progress and move on. But Jesus is talking about here a progression of when people receive us, they receive him. And when they receive him, they receive the Heavenly Father. That's the progression. It says, we are not greater than Jesus. Jesus is not greater than the one who sent him. So if he's serving, why wouldn't we serve? We should be grateful to serve. We should be happy to serve. Serve in your church. Serve in your home. Serve in your community. Serve on your job. Everything we do as unto the Lord. So we are actually serving when we're serving in our positions of employment. We serve because Jesus served. And the Bible says, happy are ye if ye know these things and do these things. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. May you enjoy your time off from work, hopefully. You got some time off from work. Relax and enjoy your weekend. Talk to you on Monday on the Word of Me. God bless.